Now we can talk to the mayor of Galway, who is proposing honouring the two fishermen and all those involved in the rescue effort with a civic reception. Councillor Mike Cubbert, the mayor of Galway, joined us on the line now. Councillor Cubbert, what does this rescue mean for the people of Galway?
Hi, Justin. Oh, look, it's fantastic. And even listening to Ellen there, it would stand the hairs on the back of your neck, what they've gone through. And we can only imagine both 15 hours of ordeal they've had, and the family, of course, as well, on the shore. I've not seen anything like this the way it touched the people of Galway. It's lifted the people of Galway and beyond nationwide from what I've seen in the last number of hours. And I certainly want to do something to recognise, of course, the Olivers, who I know well, the family, but also all those involved in rescue and over the last number of hours. And even indeed, as I suppose, as a coastal county, we have enough, our fair share of coastal searches as well. And just to recognise and thank all those who come out at the call to support the emergency services, because it really has rallied everybody at certainly a time when we need to have a good news story.
Indeed, we all need a lift at the moment, I suppose. What are you considering proposing here now in relation to honouring the Olivers and those people who were involved in the search?
Yeah, look, I suppose I'll give the girls the time to recover, of course, and I'll engage with the families and of course, Patrick and Morgan and the Oliver family. Maybe some sort of a civic reception just to thank and acknowledge the work they've done, but also, in the broader sense, all those involved in the search for the girls. Because, again, it's a story that can't go unrecognised from us in political circles as well, and certainly as the mayor of Galway, to just thank them for the work they've done to make sure the girls were home safe. And even last night, when we see what impact it's had, when the girls, the helicopter was landing in the University Hospital here in Galway, all the residents from just nearby in the Chancellor area were on the doorsteps down the street applauding the helicopter landing to thank the emergency services and volunteers.
Yeah,
so it really has hit everybody across the county and beyond, and it's something that I certainly as mayor want to recognise and just as a gesture say thank you very much to the Olivers and all those who helped out.
And I know like the Olivers, the fishing community in Galway, the fishing community across the country, the rescue community too, they're very close-knit and they all look out for each other, don't they? And this would be important to mark a massive achievement for them.
Absolutely, and again, as I said, I suppose we get our fair share, unfortunately, of coastal searches here in the county of Galway. And when the call goes out, the fishing community and beyond would rally within an instant, drop everything and get their boats on the shore, on the bay, to make sure we're searching high and low for people who are missing. So again, they are, as you said, a very tight-knit community, but never found wanting when the need is there to go and help them search. And in this instance, thank God, we have a very, very positive result, and the girls are recovering well, look, I hope that they recover very quick. And as I said, Teresa mentioned there, like I know Johnny quite well through football circles. Johnny has been a hero in himself through the 91 heroics. And I look forward to recognising the families and of course, the Olivers, because it's something I just think can't go unmentioned and unnoticed by us in political circles too.
Indeed. Okay, well, Councillor Mike Cubbert, Mayor of Galway, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One. We'll